There are some towns whose motto seems to be, "We've always done it this way," and are consequently resistant to any sort of change in the routine. Those words would make a fitting epitaph to inscribe on a city's tombstone when the last young person moves away. It's not always the case that those who hold the levers of influence and power feel that their position is threatened by the new. Instead, it's more common that the new often doesn't have a value obvious enough to offset the inertia of inactivity or disinterest. Why invest in a new library or park if we've managed this long without one? More so than nearly any other factor, this kind of attitude can influence the arts climate in a mid-sized town. Art is, at one level, all about innovation, even if changes come along well-worn channels. Few, if any, artists will be content with just reproducing the works of old masters. Yes, the Impressionist may be great, but art moved on from that. Stasis is an enemy of the arts. There's a scene in Peter Schaeffer's play Amadeus in which Mozart has a conversation with the Austrian emperor right after the debut of his opera, The Abduction from the Seraglio. The emperor pronounces the work a good effort, but is obviously uncomfortable by some of the elements of the composer's style. "It's not the way we've always done it," he basically says, "and while it may be all the rage in other places, it's not needed in Vienna." Art is a subtle, complex mixture of the new and the old, of change and consistency. An initial resistance to change is, in fact, natural. In a 2008 talk at the National Gallery, art critic Peter Sheldahl said, "I think if you see something new and don't resist it and don't dislike it at first, then you're not being honest or you're not paying attention." We always have a full plate of things we like, he noted, and for something else to force its way into your set of opinions, for instance, a new composer you've never heard of, Mozart and Glenn Miller and Bruce Springsteen have to move around a little to make room for Charles Mingus. While some resistance is natural, if given its way, it ultimately closes you off, just as an empty materialism can deaden the human soul. Cities can adopt this attitude toward murals or new public art, or changes in public funding of arts organizations, ideas for expanded arts festivals, new galleries, or any number of things. We've never had murals, so why ought we to start having them now? We've never worried about having sculpture along the Riverwalk, so why start now? But art is about life, and life inevitably changes. Far from making those changes rockier, the arts, when vibrant, helps us accommodate them.